Welcome back to Head Games. We want to thank Solomon Wilcox from CBS, the NFL Network. Tomorrow, Jared Bell from USA Today, their NFL professor, and the CIA 007 of ESPN on the NFL, Chris Mortensen, and Jim Beattie on Baseball Hot Stove. Peter Costas, Phil Mickelson was so close to truly great greatness at a level that very few people achieve. Do you think he can get it back?
Perspective on what really happened at the U.S. Open, that he really outperformed his physical abilities that week instead of choking on the 18th hole of the last day, I think there's no question. Now, the question remains, does he have the motivation to get himself back up there?
You know, is he hungry?
That's the issue. Is he hungry enough, or is he just, is he financially set and doesn't really have the motivation to go work out, to go practice as hard as he did to get where he was? That's the issue. It's motivation, not ability.
Here's something you said about Tiger Woods.
And that also is a hallmark of an elite athlete, never satisfied with the status quo. So he went to see Hank Haney to make some more changes in his golf swing and learn some more shots. And during that learning process, his play suffered because he was out there playing golf swing. He wasn't really playing golf. And now, after a year and a half or so of working with Hank, the changes have settled in. He's comfortable with them. He can make adjustments on the fly, which is critically important in 5 hours of golf that you play 4 days a week. And so he's back now to that same level of playing with confidence, and his golf swing is supporting that confidence.
Peter, is Phil Mickelson in need of a Hank Haney, in need of giving himself a year and a half to find that next level?
I think that when you add up the total package of today's professional golfer, and that is mental toughness and emotional control, physical ability in terms of your technique of your golf swing, and then the physical condition of your body, there are clearly areas that Phil can improve on, namely the condition of his body and the technique of his golf swing. If he decides to do that, I think he can really enjoy some more success and perhaps even more than he has had to date. But if he doesn't do it, I don't know that he's going to continue to perform at this level as he gets older.
Well, thank you for giving us these insights. Anybody that wants to learn more, go to the Costas McCord Learning Center. They are the best in teaching golf. Peter, thank you, sir. Appreciate
it. Take care.
Have a good one. Well, we'll see you tomorrow on Head Games Radio. Go to headgamesradio.com for all the highlights, including today's show. I want to thank you for listening. We'll see you tomorrow with Jared Bell from USA Today and Chris Mortensen and Jim Beattie with baseball. Take care.